You're listening to The Eastas with Cameron and Whitney.
Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of The Eastas. I'm Cameron.
And I'm Whitney.
And we're just going to jump right in. So this week, we're going to take a bit of a different direction because we're not going to talk about work at all this week.
Ta-da!
I know, crazy, because everyone's so interested in our work lives. Sometimes you just gotta cut it, you know? You just gotta, the candle's burnt, you know, cut the wick out. It's done. It's over with. But I mean, there's one thing I want to say. I do think that our location is gonna get a bit darker because, one of my favorite people is leaving soon. And that's Alyssa. And it's super sad.
She is definitely a ray of sunlight in, like, a really dim place. So the fact that she's going to be leaving is just really depressing. Like, her little mini going away bash was just really sad because, like, you got to see her laugh and see her smile and just kind of, like, I don't know, I got to, like, talk to her, like, outside of work for once. We never really hung out that much until very recently. Like, we went on a run together, then I went over to her house, and it's just, like, too short-lived because I wish I would have become friends with her a lot sooner.
Yeah, and I mean, and we're good, you know, like we talk to each other and stuff, but I've never hung out with her outside of work, and it makes me sad because she's a really good person.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's going away here pretty soon, here in the next week or two, and so just, you know, it's not going to be the same.
Just a, yep.
Be a rain cloud over my head every time I go to work now.
Yep, and looks like, So, anyway, I'm going to cut the work stuff because I don't want to talk about that anymore. Cameron, how's your week been?
My week has been varied from good and bad. I'll start out with the bad stuff first just because the good stuff make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it was. Just over the weekend, I got super sick again. Like, I was just, like, hacking my lungs up. And it wasn't, like, a normal cold because I didn't have, like, you know, like, stuffy nose and all that crap. It's just chest congestion and, like, migraines and stuff. Like, it got so bad, like, I was coughing so much, I started coughing up blood. It was just, ugh, it was terrible.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, and then, like, I never get nosebleeds. And then 2 days ago at work, I just got, like, I get to work, and then all of a sudden, like, my nose is just gushing blood for, like, half an hour. And it was just, it was terrible. Because I don't get nosebleeds, so it freaked me out, and I'm just like...
I get nosebleeds a lot, and actually, when I went to a doctor about it, I was like, you know, okay, dude, I've literally had 14 nosebleeds this week. I'm not kidding. This happened to me. It was, like, a couple years ago, but I went to the doctor for it. I'm like, I can't do this. Like, it makes me feel really lightheaded because I just lose so much blood all at once. It's just, like, so terribly. Like, I would wake up in the morning, sit up, and blood would just gush out of my face.
Yeah,
and it was terrible. And when I went to the doctor for it, he said, you know, it's amazing that people don't get nosebleeds more often because the vessel in your nose is so covered thinly by skin that even when it dries out, it has the potential to break.
It just, I don't even like thinking about it. I don't like blood to begin with. And then the fact that blood was gushing out of me was not very, you know,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't too fond of that. I mean... And I don't know, it wasn't good at all. But,
Ugh.
On to some good stuff, I got a new job.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, which is super exciting.
Like, I'll still an Easta, but still.
Yeah, I'll still keep the one I have now, but now I'll also be a representative for Apple. So I will sell and, you know, coach people on the use of all Apple products, like iMacs, MacBooks, iPads, iPhones. All that stuff.
Everybody, welcome to your walking billboard. Your perfectly founded Apple and Starbucks representative.
Which is funny because I don't have any
Such
Apple
a brand
products.
War.
No, like, I seriously, like, I built my own computer. I have an Android phone. Like, I don't know. But it's cool, though.
You're just a fronting.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, it's a fake face. It's a mask that you wear. But, I mean, it's really cool because, you know, it'll be only for, like, 3 days a week, but it'll add so much to my income that I won't just have to survive anymore. I'll actually be able to, you know, be comfortable with
life. Buy new glasses?
Buy new glasses.
Thank you, Lord. New glasses.
That's very important because these have been going strong for like 5-6 years, and they're about to just crumble.
They're not going strong anymore.
No, they're really not. And then with being sick, I've had a few days off just to, you know, recover and be myself. And so, you know, I've been playing some Diablo and stuff. But then the Elder Scrolls Online came out on the 4th of this month, and I really, really wanted it. And me and my roommate actually went to Walmart, and they had, like, the special edition, like, with all the, like, cool stuff in it. And I was like, I really want that. And my roommate was trying to talk me into getting it. She's like, yeah, your life sucks, blah, blah, you need something to make you happy. So just, you know, get it, because it'll be money well spent, because it'll be making you happier. And but then, like, all her trying to talk me into it, I didn't do it. It's like, I can't spend the money right now. It's not worth it, you know. Yeah. I just can't afford it this moment. And so I was, we were all hanging out in the living room, and my roommate Andy asked me something about it. So I was watching this trailer on the video game, and I had to, like, sign into my, like, beta account from, like, months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I signed in and stuff, and we're watching the trailer, and then I noticed that my tagline is, like, member since November 20th, 2013. I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Because, I mean, like, I wasn't in the beta until, like, January. So, like, what happened on November 20th? And so I look, and it's really funny, because I bought the game November 20th at, like, I don't know, like, midnight 46 in the morning.
You blocked the game?
I bought it.
Oh, bought the game, okay.
And so I've come to realize, and I was actually talking to my mom about this, I bought the game, like, I got drunk and bought it. And I didn't remember buying it. Like, I did this with comic books, too, because there's a new Batman storyline that's out, and I really, really wanted it, but there's no comic book stores around here. And then one day, I get this package in the mail, and it's, like, got all the issues of the new Batman storyline that had been released so far. And another one of those things, like, I had bought it when I got drunk. Like, there's this window of, like, when I'm drunk and when I go to sleep, of like 15 minutes where I just, you know, I don't remember the last 15 minutes of me being awake. I remember everything else, but not that 15 minutes. And I told my mom about this, and she's like, yeah, drunk purchases run in the family. So I was like, that's hilarious. Like, I didn't think that was hereditary. You know, just like getting drunk and being terrible with money. But my mom said she's done it before too. So it didn't make me feel so bad.
When she forgot to buy condoms? Oh! What? Now it makes you feel bad.
Yeah, my dad always told me he wanted to name me Oops, middle name it Broke. But, yeah. So, yeah, so I've been playing a shit ton of Elder Scrolls Online just because, oh my god, the game is so addicting, it's ridiculous.
Like, see, this is the life that I want, just not the life that I can afford right now. All I want to do is just play so many video, huh?
I'm the hero you need, not the one you deserve.
Oh, so true.
You should stop typing. I'll just say that right now.
Oh, sorry.
Because it floods everything. But yeah, I don't know, like, the game just came out on the 4th, and then I found out that I drunk purchased it, and I've already got, like, 26 hours played on it. It's kind of ridiculous. But I've been sick, okay? I've been trying to get better, and I'm not just going to lay there in my misery. I'm gonna do something.
Yeah, do something. See, that's what I hate when people tell you that, like, oh, you're sick, blah, 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 so what were you doing out of bed? Okay, yeah, you're fucking sick, we get it, like, you're dying, but it's not like you're just gonna lay in bed the whole time. Like, my mom was always like, oh, if you're sick, why are you sitting out here watching TV? Well, I'm still sitting. It's not like I'm incapable of opening my eyes.
Yeah,
I know. Clearly, like, this is something that is possible, okay? Look in your spectrum of when you're sick, what can you do? Well, you have to eat sometime. You have to drink water. You can sit up. If I'm on the computer, I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Requires very little energy. So, yes, I can still do it.
I mean, you know, I'm playing video games. Like, my mind is engaged, taking me off of the fact that I'm sick as shit, you know?
Exactly.
It's one of those things. But how has your week been?
Whoa, okay. Well, a little bit of a whirlwind this week. One, I haven't hit the gym do. Normally, I go to the gym. Yeah, I know. Normally, I go to the gym or run like 5-6 days out of the week lately. This week was kind of like my taking it easy week. I only went like 3 times as far as like running and or working out. And so that was odd. Speaking about run, though, I ran a run like yesterday or day before yesterday. Really, I'm terrible with dates. So probably day before yesterday. I was running and it was like 9 o'clock at night, 9:30. It was black outside, you know. I get in my like little spandex running shorts and my little cutoff tank top and put on some Beats headphones and I just go, you know, start trucking around the parking area. And it's like, it goes uphill and then downhill, then uphill, then downhill. And there's tons of curves and corners. And like, I ran 1.5 miles. I wanted to run 3, but it was so hot out. It was just sickening.
Oh God, right. It got hot super quick.
Yeah. And it did not cool down at 9:30 like I thought it would. It was still like in the 70s near 80 degrees. And I was like, this is disgusting. And, so I was running and I was just booking it. I had to dodge a couple cars cause, you know, their lights turned on. I'm like, oh, car's pulling out. And, you know, run past them, ran past some women in strollers, you know, keep going. I see people outside, you know, I can barely see them cause it's dark.
But you ran past women in strollers? Like, is this like a new maternity thing?
Women pushing strollers.
Okay.
And then, some women were outside of their house, like chatting it up and then, ran back down across another housing and then just, you know, straight back. And, but I hear the next day, I'm like, okay, was everyone outside at 9:30 at night or looking out their windows? Because I got from like 3 or 4 different people like, hey, I saw you running last night. Or, hey, I think that was Whitney running. I'm pretty sure that was her. I'm like, really? Because if I would have known that so many people were looking out their windows while I was running, I probably wouldn't have worn my spandex shorts.
You put some makeup on.
No, I wouldn't have worn such short shorts because, I mean, this booty, man, like, that ass, though.
But, well, no, so, I mean, why do you care what people you know think, but then, you know, complete strangers that, you know, they could be monumental in your future. You never know how things work. Like, why do you care so much about what they think?
Running when I'm comfortable, you know? It's like, if I know someone, it makes me more uncomfortable for them to see me, you know, less stressed. If I don't know someone, it's like, I could really care less. And like you said, yeah, if I don't know them yet, then they could be a big part. But since they're not yet, it doesn't matter to me as much.
Well, see, I mean, like with me, I don't like running in public just because nobody wants to see that. That's gross. You know, like those basketball shorts, you know, stuff bounces around and stuff. And I'm just saying, it's not flattering.
I'm pretty sure there was a line from Juno about that, and it was terrible. It was like their meat swords or their pork swords. It was disgusting.
That's a good movie, though.
She's like, movie. Why are all of them running? You just see all these pork swords, and it like zooms in to all these like middle school boys and their junk flashing around. Like, you're like, no, I'm scarred for life. No, it was terrible.
Yeah, you're
my favorite part
boys.
Is when she's talking about.
Ooh.
My favorite part is when she's talking on her hamburger phone. I'm like, that would totally be me.
If you were 16 and pregnant.
I would have a hamburger phone. Yeah. But other than that, I had to go to the DMV too because
God, we love that place so much.
Oh, the damn MV. So I got the new car, as everyone knows. Woot woot, love my new car. It's a sexy little piece of brrr. So I take said car because I have to go get decals for the base, you know. So I go into the little decaler and I asked the dude before I went and got my car. I was like, hey, you know, do I need, you know, these documents to get my decals? And he goes, yeah, you need this, this, and this. I'm like, okay, cool. I have every one of those. I bring it in. Royally effed, just so hard by the car dealership that I bought it from because I purchased the vehicle in another state, as everyone knows. I am in California. I purchased it in Washington. It's registered in Oregon because I'm from Oregon. All right? So, the car dealership, upon sending my paperwork back and purchasing the vehicle, wrote the temporary registration for the date that the paper was dated, not for when I actually picked the car up. So, essentially, I only had, like, a temporary registration for 8 days. They listed it for 20, but it expired on the 16th. So the day that I went in to go get decals, I handed them the temporary registration, like, oh, well, we can only give you a day pass considering this is only good for today. And I said, what? And so I got to looking at it, and I'm like, wow. And then I flip it over. Normally a temporary pass, in my knowledge, because I've had like 5 cars and a street bike and all this other business, temporary registration is normally 30 days from what I've been given in the past. They give you like a month just in case. Yeah. At the least, it's been 20 days, but I figured they would date it for the day that I actually picked up the vehicle. So now I have a vehicle that I can't get decals on, and technically I legally cannot drive until the plates and tags come in the mail, because the plates and tags were shipped off when I picked up the vehicle, not when I actually purchased it for some reason. So then they're like, you know, I called the dealership and I'm like, hey, you know, you guys did this. What do I do? And so they tell me, oh, just go into the DMV. You'll have to pay like $15 for another temporary. And I'm like, balls, you know, the stuff is supposed to arrive like this week and I have to pay another $15 for another temporary. Seriously? And so I go into the DMV and I'm like, whatever, DMV time, whatever. And it was slow, so it was okay. There's like 6 people in front of me. I only waited like 20 minutes.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah.
It's so air.
And so I get to the front counter of the DMV and I'm like, hey, I just need, you know, a temporary registration. And I hand it to her and she goes, you're in California. I was like, yes, I realize. And she's just like, well, I can't do this for you. And I said, well, why not? You know, I called the dealership. They said that you need to do this for me. And they said, we can't duplicate Oregon registration plates. Awesome. Awesome. So, and I was like, okay, so what do I do? They're like, well, we can give you Oregon's number or their email and their mailing address. And I was like, okay, well, what is Oregon going to do for me? Like, well, you know, you'll probably have to purchase a new temporary from them and then they can mail it to you. Fuck, more mailing. Like, okay, that's all I need is to wait longer for the mail to get here. And I was like, forget it. It's cool. Thanks. Have a good day. I left still pissed. Like, my car's sitting there. I cannot drive it. And it is all because of the mail. Please just get here faster. If I can urge anything, please, Mr. Post Office Man, deliver my shit so that I can get this car with decals and I can drive it and not have to share vehicles with my husband anymore.
But I mean, around this time of year, there is a lot of mail because of tax season and all that stuff.
It's just terrible. The last day for tax season was a few days ago. They should be done with that shit. Done.
I mean, some people get extensions until October, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, they suck ass. But, so I'm still waiting. I've checked every single day. For some reason, I haven't even received mail for the last 2 days. So, I'm really hoping that I can just get it all done. And after the weekend, I'll be like, scotch-free, flying on base with my new car, done.
Flying on base, getting pulled over. Good idea.
Done.
Good idea.
Ticket, done. But I don't speed on base. Off base, though.
Well, choose your words, okay? Choose your words.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I've been doing this week is a lot of you that are listening are probably going to be like, yeah, screw that chick because I had to pay hundreds of dollars. Well, being a military dependent, I can go to the library on base and just rent Rosetta Stone and learn it for free whenever I want. Well, they just changed it to where I no longer have to rent CDs at all. I can literally I just signed up this little paper. They registered me online with Rosetta Stone, and I literally have just a username and a logon to get onto the website. I accessed it at my house, just on the internet, and I can just choose whichever language I want to learn and learn it. And it will always be active for me so long as I continuously use it.
Oh, that's cool.
They only deactivate your account when they realize that it's not being used. So, I can learn whatever language I want in Rosetta Stone for free right now. So lately I've just been brushing up on my German because, I mean, I started learning German when I was 16, and it should just be nice to kind of get more fluent at it. So, yeah.
See, and I always thought fun. German wasn't a very romantic language, but you proved me wrong. Do that, what's that one phrase? The first one? I can't remember what it was. But
Spiel mit mir?
See, that didn't sound sexy at all.
I can't remember what I said to you, but that was just like a little short phrase. It's something that I used to say just as a joke to people because they're like, talk dirty to me. And all that means is play with me.
Oh yeah, that was the one. You said it all sexy before, and this one wasn't sexy. So good job.
I had to put on like a different voice for that. So I was like, Spiel mit mir. So it's just like completely different.
That's sexy. That's better. So the rest of the show will be done in sexy German voice.
Done.
You're welcome.
That's amazing. So yeah, that's what I've been up to lately. And then, next I kind of wanted to just talk about something that I've been really curious about because it's kind of funny to me. Like, I have a dog. Me and my husband have a dog named Cookie.
Cookie.
And Cookie's she's just beautiful, just German Shepherd Husky, and she's just full of energy, and she's like 14 months old. And okay, she's like a year and 2 months old because I hate people that continuously call their babies months. Like, oh, my child's 46 months old. Okay, you could just say the years at that point. But, so I have this dog, and me and my husband share, like, we're both like the parents of Cookie, and we're separating. And so how do you share custody of an animal? Like, how does that work?
I just looked this up. I just looked it
awesome.
Up because Google is a powerful thing. Damn it.
Even Google though
I used Bing, but Google. Okay, I Googled it. It's a verb now. But it turns out that animals are not, they're not considered living sentient beings. In the realm of the law, animals are, unless it's like, you know, like, animal endangerment or abuse or whatever. But when it comes to custody of animals, they are considered property, like your TV or your couch or something. And so basically, it happens, unless it's a super valuable pet, like a tiger from the Congo or something, you just have to submit your case to a lawyer about why the dog should go with you. And then it's up to the judge and the lawyer to decide who the dog goes with, because it's a piece of property.
Hmm. Well, I was speaking in more of like a sentimental sense. So like, you know, obviously he's attached to her, I'm attached to her. So if I'm going to be taking her, which is how it's going to work, because I'll have more land and a place for her to live, and he's going to probably live back in the barracks eventually, you know?
Well, I say you just give her to me.
At that point. That's what happens. Hell no. You already have a dog. No,
yeah,
my baby.
She needs a friend. She needs a friend, man.
So get a friend. Don't take other people's animals. Like that little furry white one that you found.
Hey, she was adorable. She was housebroken already.
That's the kind of animal that we all want. But, yeah, so it's like, I mean, he could still come over and hang out with her, you know, love her, play with her. He's really good with her. Take her for walks, you know, see her on the weekends. How does that work? Like, I want to be fair to where it's like, you can play with the animal, I can play with the animal. You can love the animal, I can love the animal. Because I don't want to be, like, ripped apart from your owners. Such a sad day. It's like taking Babe away from the farm. What do you do? But
eat her? I don't know. But I mean,
eat her? She's not a pig.
Well, in that case, you just set up visitation kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's how it'd be, like, but that would be down the road, like when he's back in the area.
Yeah, like whenever you come visit me, just bring Cookie.
Yeah, definitely. Or when you live in Portland, I mean, he could just visit us.
Ta-da! Okay. So that's
oh
that
my god! So
mystery
dude, guess
solved.
What?
What?
Place in Longview, which is like 10 minutes from where I live in the little sticks back home.
Yes.
Place in Longview, Washington, 2-bedroom. Beautiful. It's like $550 a month.
Are we seriously making plans for my future on the podcast?
I'm just letting you know. Anyway, so.
Thanks. That's cool. Okay. Longview, $550.
Noted.
Cool.
I'll tag you in the pictures. All right.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I mean, the custody of animals, it really comes down to, you know, you guys just have to have a civil conversation, figure it out. It sounds like you already know what's going to happen to her. So it doesn't even matter that much. But
nope, she's going to be my enormous 55-pound lap dog.
Yeah, just, you know, visitations set up, and then don't bring a lawyer into it, because then the lawyer will just give her to you anyway, because Nick's going to be in the barracks. So, yeah.
Exactly. So, speaking about your life.
Speaking about my life. I've been
highly... Anybody ever thought about...
Okay, are you going to interrupt me some more? Or are you going to let me talk?
Sorry.
So I've been thinking really hard lately about, you know, some career changes. Because right now, I don't have a career. You know, I'm a career Cambams. That's my life is my career kind of thing. Like, I just, I live and just the next opportunity is what I go for. And recently, like, there's been this upsurge of people that stream video games for a living. Like, they'll do it, like, on whatever they want, like, on their Xbox One or the PS4, or, like, on the computers on, like, Twitch or Justin TV or something like that. But, I mean, there's some people, they make, like, six fucking figures a year just to sit there and stream video games. Like, there's one streamer, he streams, you know, like, World of Warcraft, or, like, Call of Duty, Hearthstone, like, anything he's playing at the time. It's usually just WoW. But one of his sponsors, like, he gets sent free stuff all the time to give away and everything. But one of his sponsors bought him a house to live in that was, like, two stories, pool, tons of bedrooms. So that, here's this thing, it's called the Hall of Fame. And when you donate over $100 to him, you get Hall of Fame status. And you get to come stay in the house that his sponsor bought for him. For as long as you want.
And what?
Just like, yeah, just eat whatever, you know, just hang out, play video games all day, be on the live stream.
As long as you want seems like a very open.
Yeah, I mean,
just like not doable.
There's been people that have gone there for 3 months, there's been people that have gone there for 2 days, or whatever, and he pays for all the food, you know, he takes you grocery shopping. One of his rules is, though, that if you stay in the gaming house, you have to go to the gym every day. Because he's really big into that stuff, too. But...
Oh, so it's like a boot camp gamer.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Because, seriously, he plays WoW from, like, 8 p.m. to 3 o'clock in the morning. And then he has a 24-hour live stream that just follows him around all day. He goes to the gym. He goes out to eat, whatever. And, like, he makes tons of money. And it's just ridiculous. Like, I mean, there's streamers, like, there's a guy named Tally. He doesn't play just one game. He plays, like, every game ever. And he makes tons of money. Because people will sit there and pay money to watch him play video games. I don't understand how this phenomenon happens.
That seems like the ultimate lazy man's way of making money.
But, I mean, at the same time, like, you can't look at it as lazy because you have to have the tech knowledge to get everything to work. And then, I mean, you have to, you know, have a schedule. You know, you have to get things done. You have to actually have people that want to follow you, kind of thing.
All of that does not sound active.
All I'm saying is, I want to do that. And we need to make that happen. Okay?
Well, Google.
Yeah, I'll just Google it and it'll just happen.
How about you donate $100 to one of those dudes and stay at their house and figure out all their secrets?
Oh, yeah, I was actually thinking about that, like, but Swifty lives in Florida, and so it would cost me, you know, like, $1,200 just to go to his house, so.
And you'd lose all the pay.
Exactly.
I'm not working.
But hey, you know, something will happen.
If it's just for a weekend, though.
Yeah, I'll look into it, because I want to do it. I've been talking to my roommate Andy about doing it, too, and he wants to do it, so just. I just want to try it out and see where it goes. Just because it's seriously ridiculous to me that someone could just sit there and play video games and make money off of it. Like, so if you'll go to people's pages and be like, oh yeah, I'm a full-time streamer, blah, blah. I'm like, shit, man, I'm a part-time barista, part-time computer salesman, blah, blah.
Well, here's the thing too, though, is like I said, my friend Jamie makes money just playing video games and testing them and writes out a couple sheets and stuff. I think he's going to be hiring at his job soon. You can always get a job there. And then you've got your foot in the door to do other things with gaming.
Yeah, there we go. That's right.
He just hit up, like, possibly getting a contract with Microsoft. So if you're looking to move into the area, I definitely message him on Facebook or something because that's definitely an open door. I mean, he got into it really easy, and he's working on his degree. He doesn't even have a degree yet. Makes over $13 an hour. He works Monday through Friday. He's off by 5. He always gets weekends off. Yeah.
That sounds perfect. Holy Jesus. Okay, we're going to talk about that off air.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
Aside from barista life, so... Yeah. I've told you about this many times, and I'm wondering why you've never asked me more about it, but...
Oh, because, I mean, I just don't have the means to move right now. Like, if California is good at anything... California is good at fucking the shit out of you. That's all.
Just everyone's sucking like, you in.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, California's a place to be, you know, blondes, boobies, celebrities, blah, blah. But what they don't realize is the cost of living in California and the rate of pay for most jobs. Like, seriously, the poverty line in California, you have to make over minimum wage to be above the poverty line. And so, I mean, it seems so counterproductive. Stop with the burrito wrapping paper, because that's all I can hear right now.
I'm sorry.
I told you to eat it all before we started recording. Anyway, I've gotten this thing where, like, I have 3 jobs, and I am barely surviving. And it's not like I live some luxurious lifestyle at all, you know? I mean, I'm living in a house with 3 other people.
I just don't see how you're barely surviving when you do have 3 jobs and you make good money, and I know you have bills, but like, what are your bills really?
Okay, I don't make good money. I mean, I may have 3 jobs, but it doesn't mean those 3 jobs pay well or whatever.
Well, I mean, I was a barista before I was a chef.
Yeah, I mean, but you also were married and you had dual incomes. Like, that changes a lot.
Yeah, that changed. Well, now I'm realizing, obviously, it changes a lot because I have a ton of bills because we've already separated our pay. And well, we've already separated our bills and everything, too. And, I mean, I'm realizing what it's like to have car payment, insurance, phone bill, internet, that I'm paying for. You know what I mean?
It's terrible. Like, today's day and age, like, it is so hard to even be alive anymore. Like, it seriously is. And sometimes it's more expensive to die than it is just to keep living, honestly.
I had that conversation with someone the other day about how some guy asked me, he was like, you know, if you had to choose, and this is going to sound like a really random question, but it was, if you had to choose, would you be buried or cremated? And I said, well, there's pros and cons to both. I would rather be cremated. Because I feel that being buried after your death is just a burden on your family, and it's an expense on your family if you haven't saved up for it. I do think that burial is more traditional, but I think that cremation is just less of a hassle. So if it were me, I'd probably do neither and donate my body to science. But
nice.
I'm serious, because there's this place called OMSI, the Oregon Museum of Science and Institute, and industry, is you can donate your body there. You can just sign up a little piece of paper. And when you die, your body goes to that science museum. Much easier. Done. Dealt with.
That is interesting. But I mean, seriously, like, it is so, like, today is the greatest age to be alive, but it's also, like, it's just, it's terrible. And I'm not saying that, you know, living through any of the world wars was fun. I'm not saying the Depression didn't happen. You know, and I'm not even saying that the Holocaust wasn't terrible. But I'm just talking about, like...
We don't agree with that either.
Oh, yeah, are you one of those people that the Holocaust never happened?
No, I'm just saying that, like, German people, they don't agree that it was a good thing. They look down on it still, so when people bring it up as a joke, they're like, that's terrible. We don't like to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, you fucked up, okay?
Yeah.
Get to yourself. But, I mean, it's just, like, today we are taking a step forward, but then as individuals, as, like, just the welfare of the people around us, we are taking 2 steps back because everyone is out for themselves, and it's just terrible. And, like, there's no need to have faith in humanity because humanity has already given up on itself anyway.
Yep.
You know, like, it's terrible. Like, every scheme is like, ooh, how can I squeeze an extra dollar out of this? You know?
And it sucks that I'm not going to talk about politics or government, but politics and government. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of that controls, like, where this is coming from. And then it also has to do with the response of the people. So the way that we respond to our government and politics, which has unfortunately become more passive, we are a day and age where we are so much more likely to just sit back and let the government tell us what to do than to actually protest and fight for what we want. So it's like we've been so sensitized to what the government and politics have said to us. We're just like, okay.
And I read this article a couple years ago. I can't remember where it was. I think it was a university. But what it boils down to is they did a survey on global happiness and stuff like that. Just like going through like tons and tons of like social media pages and doing like online polls and stuff like that. And basically they found that, one of the happiest places in the world is France, which is funny because it's France. But the biggest thing that they realized is, oh, the highest suicide rate is also in America, by the way. Just throwing it out there.
In Washington, near Oregon, because there's less sun. Like, we have such high suicide rates because there's less sun and less, like, lack of vitamin D absorption, and people suffer seasonal affective disorder, where because of less sunlight, they actually get depressed.
Well, actually, yeah. You're all just hipsters and just think it's cool to kill yourselves. So, good job. Good job.
Whoa.
World's better without you. Just saying. No, but like, and the thing is, like, one of the biggest reasons why France had such a high happiness level was because in France, like, the people are not scared of their government. The government is scared of them. Because I don't care how you feel about France. I don't give a fuck, honestly.
Moving to France.
Like, but what I'm saying is, whenever the French people want something, they protest. They make it happen. They boycott stuff. Us as Americans, we are so scared to step out of lines to get anything done. You know, I mean, protests are broken up by police, people are arrested, you know, a company does something terrible and you'll start to boycott it, but then, oh, but they have that great deal going on this Sunday, hopefully the boycott's over by then. You know, like, just, like, we are so scared to even do anything.
Well, here's the thing, too. It's not even that. It's just that, okay, when you go to another country, say Europe, and you go to France or Germany, you run into this thing where it is, they require a visa. If you want to work there, you need a visa. If you want to go to school there, you need a visa. If you want to live here, you need a visa before you can obtain residency. They require you to pay them to live there in their wonderful country. So here's what happens with America. Oh, you want to come to America? Fine, come on in. Oh wait, you don't want to work here because of this kind of thing? Fine, boycott it. You'll lose your job and we'll give someone else your job. Because there's millions of people that want to come to America and can for free. So it's not that necessarily we're so afraid of standing up for what we want. It's that we're afraid of standing up because the government doesn't care. Because they know that no matter what, there will always be someone else to replace you.
Exactly, and it's terrible, like, the way that everyone looks at just the, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, the appreciation of, like, another one's life. Like, how much is someone else's life worth to you? You know? Like, if they can get a fast track somewhere, but totally just fuck up some other person's life, you know, they can sleep easier because they're sleeping on a nice mattress, you know, like that the fast track let them get. Like, they don't have to think about the person whose life they ruined, you know. Like I've said before, there is a huge, huge decline in people saving kids from in front of cars. There's a huge decline in people reporting, you know, rapes or like assault charges that they see, because Americans have been programmed as this whole like innocent bystander thing, like, oh, everyone has a cell phone, someone has to call, someone else has to do it. Like, there was this social experiment that website The Truth did, you know, like they used to do like alcohol and like tobacco related things.
I've never heard of it.
Well, they did this one experiment where it was a really, really busy or really packed apartment complex. And what they did was they had a guy set up a drum set and some amps and stuff like that and just played everything like max level, just like going crazy on his drums, like playing guitar. And then, like, you can see in the video, like, I'll find it and put it in the show notes. But you see, like, people come up to his door. They're like, hey, you turn it down. You know, it's late. I'm trying to sleep. Blah, blah, all this stuff. And he's, you know. And then they waited a week. And then the next thing they did was they played audio of a woman being raped, like screaming for help, like the sounds of like glass breaking and stuff being thrown around. Like, it was just, like, the audio is terrible because it just makes you feel, like, so uncomfortable. Like, you know it's just, like, actors kind of thing. But at the same time, like, the audio is just so hideous. Like, it just moves you and you're like, fuck, that's disgusting that that's even happening.
Yeah.
Not one person called anybody. Not one person came to see what was going on. Like, and they even showed, like, the audio levels of everything. Like, they had cameras set up outside. And, like, the drums and the guitar, you could barely hear it on the street corner because of how loud it was. But then when they did the audio of the rape incident, like, you could hear that, like, clear as day, like, from even further down the street. And not one person did anything about it. Because we as Americans are scared of confrontation. And I just think that's a huge downfall.
It's a huge
downfall.
Well, I mean, it all has to do with how we're raised, and like I said, we're all sensitized now to things. But, speaking of people, I had an interesting topic I wanted to talk about. Kind of question, like, you know, if you listeners feel that you have something to say on this, definitely bring it up. Because I'm really curious to see what you think. So, Cameron here, Cam Bams, believes that it's fake of people. I feel like it's just upkeep. Like, as a woman, I like to know that a man's gonna take care of himself. It's attractive to me that not only that a man has a job, but I like it when they take care of themselves. Like, I put a lot of work into myself sometimes. Like, I work out all the time, I run, I put on my makeup, I tan, I get my hair done, and it's very expensive. And even purchasing all the things that you need to do all those things are equally as just irritating.
Like, what you just said is one of the things that turns me off the most. Is you're like, I get my hair done, and it's super expensive. Like, that's fucking stupid to me, man. Like, I am a very, in general, as a woman,
yeah, it's like, just, we pay a lot to look nice, and which, like looking nice.
Yeah, which is exactly my problem with this whole thing that we're about to talk about, is because you don't, like, I'm a very, very big, strong believer in natural beauty. You know, like,
not everyone is naturally beautiful.
No, everyone is naturally beautiful to someone.
To someone.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't need to be someone you're not, because then you're going to attract someone who's not into you. You know, you're going to have those days where you don't feel like getting your hair done. You know, you don't feel like, you know, running the gym. And that's when you run problems like, oh, hey, babe, you going to go to the gym? Because you're gained a couple pounds. Or, like, you know, you get that asshole that's like, hey, you get to do your hair this week? Because it's looking kind of, But that's what I'm saying. They're into the fake you, not the genuine, you know, this is who I am. This is my life. This is, you know, what I've become because of what's happened to me before. Like, you're paying money to get your hair done. You're going to a tanning salon.
That's who I like to be, though. That is who I am because that's who I like to be. I don't like to be the person that doesn't wear makeup. That's just, it's gross to me. It doesn't make me happy, so why would I expect it to make someone else happy? That's not who I want to be. I like to wear makeup. I like to tan. I love to work out. It makes me feel good. And these are all things that make me happy, so yes, I expect someone to understand that.
Yeah, but you're happy because of that, because that's what you think society wants you to be.
And this is also runs into something, a bigger argument. It's not society wants to me. Like, that's what people keep saying when they say, oh, like, why do you wear makeup? No, no, no. That's not the thing. I wear makeup for me. I don't wear it for everyone else. I wear it for me. It makes me happy. It makes me feel comfortable. And I think that that's where so many people go wrong, is they're constantly, like, yes, there are those people, like the starlets or some people in California, there are those people that dress the way that they do or act the way that they do because they require the attention that they're given because of how they dress or act. But I don't require anything. I have no problem being my dorky ass crazy self, but this is how I prefer to dress and this is how I prefer to look because that's who I am.
But
so
that's
yes.
Like nature versus nurture kind of thing. Like if you were never taught that makeup makes people pretty, if you were never taught that being tan or getting your hair done makes you beautiful, you wouldn't do it. You just wouldn't. Because all that subconsciously is, oh, if I don't do this, I'm not pretty. That's what it is. Like, in my psychology class that I had at Cal State Fullerton, like, we did so many different, like, social experiments about this stuff. And the
That brings it straight back to, like, giving your daughter a baby doll to play with because it makes her more motherly because someday she's going to be a mother. Like, that's that. I've taken psychology, too, and it's all the same kind of thing. It comes from our roots. But, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and so I'm saying is, like, you don't need to do all that thing to be beautiful because you are beautiful. You know? Like, are you saying that I'm not attractive because I don't tan? I don't, you know, whiten my teeth? I don't do my hair?
I'm saying that it's not that I'm not beautiful. It's that this is how I want to look. It's no one else's choice. It's mine.
You were taught
I'm not talking about that though. I'm just talking about how I feel comfortable. This is how I want to be. It's not, no one's twisting my arm to do this. And trust me, I have went to work many times without makeup on.
Oh, I know.
And either way is fine for me. Yes. But it's like when I go out, I just prefer to wear makeup. That's just how I like wearing makeup. I like to do that kind of stuff. But what I mean is just like, people who tan, or like women who do this, women do that. So when it comes to guys doing that kind of stuff, is it wrong? Because we do see women like tanning, getting their hair done, bleaching their teeth, wearing makeup. But when it comes to men like doing their hair, bleaching their teeth, tanning, is it unattractive? Because I have a friend that finds it extremely unattractive because she finds it less masculine. I, on the other hand, find it extremely attractive because for me, it shows that a man cares what he looks like and he's taking care of himself. I don't want someone who's just like a little couch potato and sits on the couch and never wants to work on their health and that doesn't care if, you know what I mean, their spouse finds them attractive or like that kind of stuff. Like, attraction is a huge part of wanting to be with someone nowadays. So it's like, I want someone to be attracted to me, I want to be attracted to them. Not just for their personality, because personality is a huge part, but I also physically want to be attracted to them because I feel that sexuality is just, it's very primitive. We are primitive beings. We all want to be sexual. We all want to be involved with someone in that way at some point in our lives. And I think that attraction, just physically, is a big part of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you break it down, if you just, you know, if you were raised Little House of the Prairie style and never had all of these generalities thrown at you from society, it would be totally different because the sexual attraction you feel, like, that doesn't come from being tan or bleaching your teeth because that's all fake genes.
Well, everyone has a different perception of beautiful, though.
But when you break down sexuality to its core, men are attracted to women who will be good mothers. And yes. Women are attracted to men that come from good stock and can reproduce well. So you're not looking at how white their teeth are, how tan their skin is. You're looking at demeanor kind of thing. Like, how do you handle yourself, you know, under pressure kind of thing. That has nothing to do with how tan your skin is. Nothing whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest things that attracts women to men is how they react when fight or flight kicks in. An example, I've lived through this or whatever, so like this is like a personal example where I like first discovered like, oh, that's kind of important when building a relationship. But me and my girlfriend at the time were in bed and, you know, we're not asleep yet, we're talking. And then all of a sudden, there's this loud bang from the other side of the house. And she has two kids, but at the same time, like, it shook the house. Like, someone had slammed a door, or someone had, like, you know, tried to, like, bust the door down or something. Like, that's what it sounded and felt like. And so, you know, I jump up out of bed, and, you know, I sort of put my pants on kind of thing, and then I, you know, go to see what's up. Well, the response time to that situation, subconsciously, she, like, her attraction levels were triggered by how quickly I responded to the situation to protect her family. Kind of thing.
Which is an extremely wonderful quality, for sure. Yeah.
But the fact that I took the time to put my pants on before going to check it out was terribly unattractive. She even told me that if I cared about the welfare of her and her family, and if I, you know, if I genuinely wanted to protect them, that pants wouldn't have been an issue. And I'm just like, oh my god. And this is after, by the way, this happened after that time I got in a fight with three naked dudes.
Trying to defend the other one?
Yeah.
The other chick? That's so funny.
Yeah, because the chick was getting raped, and so I fought the three naked dudes. And I don't, like, that changed me, because I don't want to be the naked guy, and I don't want to be fighting another naked man, because that wasn't an exciting moment of my life. You know, like, it's just like, I think back on it, and that is one of, like, the biggest movie moments I've ever had in my entire life. And it was just ridiculous, and I never want to live through that again. Like, and so, like, yeah, of course, like, I put my pants on, and so I reacted too slow for her liking. And I was like, I don't know.
I think that in general is much better than what I've dealt with. I mean, with my husband, I've heard a couple really scary noises, and it really genuinely freaked me out, where I had to sit up and I couldn't sleep, and I was so exhausted, and I just kept looking at the door like, oh my god, I swear to god, someone's downstairs. I swear someone's downstairs. Can you please just go look? And I always got the response, no, it's fine. It's just a noise. Go back to bed. Yeah. And for me, that was hard, because I'm like, no, I want to go check it out. But what if something happens to me? You know?
Yeah. And so, I mean,
that was a difficult thing to just even hear. Like, what? You're not going to just go check it out. It'll make me feel better. It'll make me at ease. I'll be able to go to sleep like you want me to, you know?
Yeah. And see, that had nothing to do with how white his teeth were or how tan he was. That had to do with him protecting you. So, see, you just came over to my side for a little bit. I just want to throw it out there.
But can I just throw out that my husband does tan, and he does bleach his teeth.
Okay,
and he does go to the gym regularly.
I don't know. I'm a natural beauty kind of person. Like, I prefer when girls don't wear a lot of makeup. I prefer when they can be comfortable just being themselves, you know. You know, you wake up, all you do is brush your teeth, you know, that kind of thing. It's just...
Oh, God, that'd be terrible.
I'm just saying, no. I appreciate that, because you were comfortable enough with me to share your true self.
Okay, many times have I just woken up and brushed my teeth and dinkered around my house. But if I'm going out, like, if we're going out, it's going to be a time that's special. I definitely want you to put a little effort into yourself. Like, if we're going out somewhere special, dress nice, do your damn hair, brush your teeth, bleach them a little bit, try and look, like, extra presentable, because I still want that attraction out of someone if they're going to get up and take me out and be really special for me.
And that is the thing that society has put on
you. Women, wear your makeup.
That's the thing that society's done, because my perfect date is under the stars with fruit and wine, you know, where we can talk, and I don't care what you look like.
Oh, God. Advertisement. Crazy. See, mine is just, I could be doing anything, but I prefer to just be, you know, we can be casual. We can go out somewhere. I prefer trying something new.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Every time. Something
new
will be different.
Here's what we're going to do, okay? Me and you, we are going to go on two dates, okay?
Okay.
You're going to plan one, and then we'll share how each of us felt, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm going to plan one, and we're going to decide who does the better date. And I know it's going to be weird, because we're such good friends. There's, like, no sexual connection there. I just want you to see my side of things.
But the thing is, too, is that we have such opposite ideas that we're both going to agree with the one that one person said.
No, I guarantee you will think differently after going on a date with me.
You were just trying to change my mind.
But yeah. Because I've already been through your types of dates, and they're boring.
Oh, No, I think it just depends on the right person. See, I've also been on a date or two where the man has cooked for me. That was amazing.
Yeah,
because
see,
it was so impressive to have a guy cook for me and like hang out with me and just like enjoy some time on the patio and just relax. I don't mind dates like that, but I mean, if it's going to be a special date, you still got to dress up. You still got to look nice.
Well, really, I just want you to buy me dinner. So.
Oh, okay. That's off air talk.
But yeah. So. Yeah, I've got nothing else to talk about today. Oh wait, yeah, I do. Hold on.
Yeah, so, direction of the Eastas.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, so today's show was a bit different from the norm. So please, yeah, I know there's a few of you that listen to us every week, and I know that Monday has come and gone and passed, but we're not gonna have a set date. I don't think that the Eastas comes out. You know, just pay attention to Twitter and Facebook. And then we'll just tell you whenever it happens. You know, it may be a Monday, maybe a Friday, maybe a Tuesday. You know, it's just going to go that way because of how busy my life just got with this new job. And then, you know, Whitney's got her stuff going on. She's got a Bronze of Goods and all that stuff. So it's just easier. It's just easier just to do it whenever we can. And we'll get it out to you. We're still going to do one a week. But, you know, it's just not going to be on a set day. That kind of thing. But from here going forward, did you like today's show? Did you, you know, like what direction do you want us to go in? Like what would you like to hear more of?
We definitely want your guys' thoughts on what you want to hear because we're here because of you. I mean, we're here because we really wanted to speak to you guys and have some listeners and definitely get some interaction from feedback. And feedback hasn't been happening a lot, so we kind of want to know why, like, what do you want us to talk about? What are topics that you find interesting? Because yes, we are the Eastas. We are baristas, and that is our life, but we have many other things that we can talk about because we are just people like you. So go ahead and shoot us what you think that you'd want to hear and what you'd like us to talk about. Not that we're going to script it, just write down your thoughts, but we can definitely take into account that we want to address what you want to hear.
Yeah, so send us something, you know, because we had a lot of feedback there for a little bit, and then it kind of just fell off. So, I would like that to come back because it was nice and it made me feel good. And I really think it was the direction of where this podcast was going that kind of turns people off because not everybody cares what a macchiato is, you know? Yeah.
Which I saw the argument the other day on Facebook how Starbucks posted, macchiato means marked in Italian, and there was a lot of Italian people that said, no, macchiato means, like, a spot or speckle, or macchiato means, like a hole or some crap, and everyone was like commenting on it how macchiato was not what it
Starbucks
meant.
I guess
marcado in Italian means marked, and macchiato does not mean marked. So there was this huge explosion on Facebook, and I was like, "Ooh, dang! Starbucks, go get some heat for that."
That's funny. Oh well. So yeah, well that does it for me this week. What about you?
I'm pretty good, you know? I think I'm feeling good about this. We hit our hour mark, and I think I'm ready to go outside and see if I can't take my dog to the dog park. Cookies in need.
Fun. Okay, so thank you guys very much for, you know, just listening to us and appreciating us, because we appreciate you. Whitney, do you want to tell them how they can get into contact with us?
Yeah, of course. So, guys, go ahead and check out our Facebook page. Look us up at Follow Eastas. Go ahead and like the page. Share it with your friends. Share some comments on there if you'd love to. Also, feel free to message us on Facebook or our email. We have followeastas@gmail.com. That's followeastas@gmail.com. We also have a Twitter, @followeastas. So go ahead and hit us up on there. We love reading Twitter feedback. So go ahead. We'll definitely get back to you. That's our quickest response time is our Twitter.
Yes, definitely, because Whitney's on that all the time.
All the time.
I'll be
tweeting
on like,
away.
Yeah, I'll be on at like 1 o'clock in the morning, random nights, and I'll talk to people, but that's it. I don't mess with Twitter. Yeah, so thank you guys very much. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And remember, don't be an asshole, or we will decap your shots. Woohoo!